Hey, thank you for holding. Evan.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Evan, how you doing? How's your Wednesday going so far?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Well, hopefully, hopefully your day gets a little bit better. You know, it's hump day, so halfway through the week. Do you guys usually work, Saturday and Sunday too?
Not usually.
No? Okay. All right. Well, that's good. At least, we're halfway through the week and hopefully it gets better. I know you were speaking with, Aliana, and she does a great job of, you know, explaining her program, things like that. She sent you over to me so I can go help you out with some pricing, which obviously I'm going to be happy to do. But before I get into the pricing, do you have any questions or concerns about the program or like what we can do to bring you guys more business?
So you guys would manage the Google business profile, or what exactly is it that you do? She mentioned, you know, that you would help get the business on the first page of Google, but how exactly, what's your process for doing that?
Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah, that's exactly what we'll do. So what we do is that I'm taking a look to see if you have a Google business profile created. I was trying to find it here. There was one that popped up. EH Log Home Solutions, 1 star, 5 reviews, right?
Yeah, 5 star, 1 review.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yes, I see it here. So yeah, so basically what we'll do, you already did kind of a lot of the heavy lifting here for us. So you already have a Google business profile created. You have 5-star review. You have 1 star, which is great. What we do is that we will list your company directly on the first page of Google, and you can use up to 15 different keywords. So I'm sure there's some jobs that you do like painting, staining, drywall, things like that. So if somebody types in, you know, painter near me, what happens is we can do it off of a certain distance. So we can cover about a 50-mile radius. Would that be okay for you if we did 50, or anything under 50 is good too?
Yeah, I think right now I'm probably interested more in like a 20 to 30 mile range.
Beautiful. So as long as it's under 50, I think that's okay. 20 to 25, let's just say. So if anybody within your area, within a 25 mile radius, if they're typing in certain key terms, right, painter near me, stainer near me, drywall repair near me, something like that, your business is going to pop up directly on the first page. So it's one thing to have your Google business profile created. It's another thing to make sure that when people are typing in these high-value keywords, that your business is actually showing up, which right now it's not. So what we do is that we basically just list it on there. We keep you on there on a month-to-month basis. So we don't work with your competitors. We don't work with anybody else that's in your area that does what you guys do. And then our job is to quite literally just keep you on the first page. Yep.
Okay.
Have you ever tried doing this before, maybe on your own, or did you just create it just to, at least just to have the Google business profile?
Yeah, I was kind of attempting to do it on my own, but you know, with all the other responsibilities that come from running a business, I haven't had a lot of time to really dial it in.
Yeah, you know, as a business owner, I know you've been doing this for 2 years. You probably already realize this now, but as a business owner, you pay in two currencies. You're either going to pay in time or you're going to pay in money, right? Paying in time is, you know, you working, you know, 20 hours a day every day because you have to actually perform the jobs. You have to go out and find the jobs. And then when you're talking about marketing, you got to sit on the computer after your work day and do a couple of hours of just optimization and putting in the keywords and seeing what's working here, what's working there. And you can do it. And people say that they're going to do it, but I tell them, look, you're going to be putting in a lot of hours. And that's why people hire people like us, right? They would rather value their time in actually doing the work and having somebody else do it so they don't have to do those things. And that's basically where we step in. So I want to get you the pricing here. I just want to double check. Evan, any other questions or concerns or anything like that?
No, I think that was a good explanation. That helps.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, let's take some of that stress off of you. So I'm looking at your area. If you're covering that 25-mile radius, it's an unlimited call service, so it's not like a click-to-call. You don't have to pay by the lead, so you could get, you know, 200, 300, 400, 500 calls a month every month. It's going to be a flat rate. It's all month-to-month. There's no contract. You can cancel at any time. No penalties for canceling either. Normally, in your area, you're typically looking at around $5.99 a month in order to have us market you within that 50-mile radius, you know, even covering that 25-mile radius area. But new businesses, we always try to help you guys out as much as we can because we understand that, you know, you're slowly getting your feet off the ground. So I'm able to bring that down today to $249 a month. Now, normally there's a $99 setup fee that's included with that. So it'd be $249 plus $99. However, because you've already done the diligence of creating the Google Business Profile, you already have a review on there. And I've been looking at your website here too. It looks like it was built off of Wix. If you're wanting to keep the website, then what I'm able to do for you is we can use that website, which is perfect, and I'll waive the $99 setup fee for you today. So basically, right out the door, what you're getting is just $249 a month. What's included in that is what we just went over, right? Your Google listing. You could choose up to 15 jobs. We'll also do Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. Those are all directories we'll submit your business to, and we'll make sure that your business is showing up the exact same no matter where anybody is searching, okay? That's really big for Google because Google is basically like a big library. So it's how they index it. So that's what our company does. We do all the content creation for you. So we create everything for you. We create all the pictures, all the words, everything like that. We'll use the Google Business Profile that you currently have right now. And we'll also do Facebook advertisements for you too. So I was trying to find a Facebook page for your business. Did you guys happen to set one up yet?
I haven't made a Facebook page yet.
Okay. Is that something that you want? The only thing that we would want you to do is we just need you to create a business page. That's it. Literally just go on Facebook. They'll show you how to do it. And once it's created, they'll do everything else for you. They'll optimize your business Facebook page for you. But the benefit about it is it's two things. One, you guys are new. So what we'll do is that within that 25-mile radius, we'll make sure that anybody that's searching within that 25-mile radius for one of the jobs that you do, as they're scrolling on their Facebook, they're going to see your company popping up, right? So the two things that it does is that it's more brand recognition, right? You being new kid on the block, only been around for the last 2 years, you're competing with a lot of people. Well, you got to make sure that other people in your town know that there's another solution out there, right, to make sure that you're also getting that business. The second thing that it does is it gives them a click-to-call feature. So, you know, once they review your website, they review your Facebook page or whatever they do for their research, you know, they're going to say, oh, wow, look, this guy does A, B, and C. Let's go ahead and give him a call. They can click it right there on your phone. They could call you directly, and then it's basically yours to lose at that point, right? So you can kind of cherry-pick the jobs that you want. You can tell us whether you want to do more residential, more commercial work. You know, I don't know. Do you currently do commercial? Are you like licensed and everything like that for like a commercial, like a big commercial job?
No, we don't do as much commercial.
Okay.
So.
Okay. That's okay. If you ever want to, obviously you can let us know and then we can start also marketing you towards more of the commercial jobs. So you start getting commercial work as well. So those are basically the two things that we're going to do to bring you business. Does what I've said so far at least make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right. Yeah, and obviously the last thing, Evan, you know, when it comes to marketing, the cool thing about it is that you can't hide anything. Everything is all about numbers. So what we do is that we'll hook you up with an account dashboard. In that dashboard, it'll show you things like impressions. All that means is, you know, how many people are actually looking at your Google Business Profile, how many people are looking at your website, how many people are looking at your Facebook page. It'll show you how many clicks that you're getting, how many people are calling you, where these people are calling you from. So like if you're investing money into a company, you know, you want to make sure that that return on investment is going to make sense, right? And you want to make sure that, hey, if I'm paying this company, you know, the $249, you know, where is it going, right? You can see on a month-to-month basis basically how many people have been reaching out to you, how many people have called you, how many of those turn into jobs, right? And that's why we don't have any contracts. We don't believe in locking anybody into anything long-term. We know that once you sign up, we have a white glove service. We're going to bring you the work for sure. It's basically just up to you. And then as a business owner, you get to pick and choose, right? If at any point you feel like we're not doing what we're supposed to do, okay. Well, you can choose another company, or you can even piggyback off of the stuff that we've already done. So let's say you worked with us for 3 months. You know, I know you said you dabbled in it a little bit. If you wanted to see all the work that we've done and all the things that we did, and you want to kind of mimic it and take it over yourself or train somebody to do it, we've had people that also do that as well. So, you know, what do you say, Evan? You know, because it's month to month, no contract, is this something that you're willing to give a shot? That way, you know, we could at least prove it to you.
Yeah, I think we can go ahead and do that.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll love the program, especially seeing what we're able to do for sure. We want to make sure that everything is obviously the same. And are you okay with at least setting up that Facebook business page so we can kind of handle the rest for you? It'll be yours. You know, we'd just become the administrator on it. Would that be okay as well?
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, that would be fine. That was actually something I was looking at doing soon anyway.
So, yeah, that
would be fine.
Okay, perfect. Then that works. All right, so let's get a couple of things here. We obviously have your name as Evan, E-V-A-N. Is it short for anything, or is that your full name?
That's my full name.
Okay, perfect. And what's your last name, Evan?
Huntsman, H-U-N-T-S-M-A-N.
Okay, perfect. And good email address for you?
It'll just be evan@ehloghomesolutions.com.
Okay. So it's Evan, excuse me. It's evan@ehloghomesolutions with an S.com, right?
Correct.
All right. And the phone number that you want us and your clients to reach you, 208-346-1513.
Yep.
All right. And there's a few service areas that are here. As far as the business address that you want us to list your business as, what address do you want us to put down?
We'll do P.O. Box 1575, Driggs, Idaho, 83422.
All right. So do you have, we can try. So Google wants to see like an actual address. I'll double check because you already have a Google Business profile. So you're already confirmed. So I'll just double check real quick to see if we can add a PO box on there. But do you have like an actual address, or is it just a PO box?
I prefer to use the
PO box.
PO box. I can't remember which address. I know when I set up my Google profile, that same thing that you're saying, they didn't allow the PO box.
Yeah.
So I can't remember which address I used to set up the profile originally. It's just that we're renting right now and hoping to buy a house in the near future. So just to avoid having to change the address, you know, every time we move.
Yep. Yeah, that makes.
I just kind of use PO box when I can.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, let's put the PO box down for now. I just reached out to our team just to double check, but I apologize. You said PO box. What was the number for the PO box?
1575.
1575, and you said Driggs, D-R-I-G-S.
Two G's. D-R-I-G-G-S.
Okay, perfect. And you said Driggs, Idaho.
Yep.
And perfect. It comes up as Driggs Center Drive. Is that right? That's what it pulled up on Google. Or is it just P.O. Box 1575, Driggs, Idaho, 83422?
The second one, yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, I don't know why it came up like that. So let's do... here. Okay, perfect. And the website that I saw, is that, are we keeping that?
Yeah, we can keep that.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and grab that. All right, so for our records, we can put down the P.O. box, but for Google, they're obviously going to want, like you mentioned before, some home address. So what is, I'll put down the P.O. box for mailing purposes, but then we'll do the P.O. box for us. So do you have the address for where you're at right now?
Yeah, if I remember right, it was 105 Alta North Road, and that's Alta, Wyoming, 83414.
83414, perfect. Okay, thank you very much. So I got 105 Alta North Road, Alta, Wyoming, 83414. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, thank you very much. And all right, and I got your website here. Did you, I saw that was built with Wix. Did you build that yourself, or did you have somebody help you out and build it for you?
I did build it myself.
Yeah? Okay, good. It looks nice. Have you tried doing it before? Is this like your first time, or have you been pretty used to doing it?
No, that was kind of my first attempt at doing it. I had a friend of mine had built a website for his business as well, so he kind of showed me a little bit of what he did.
Got it. Okay, cool. All right, and do you, as far as an admin on this account, do you want me to add a administrator on this account? They have you listed saying that your wife too. Do you want me to put your wife down so that she can also call and make changes and edits and anything like that?
Could we add her later if we decide to add her later?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. If you want to add her later, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, that's no problem. And yep. So the services that you want us to list you on the first page for. So when I look online, there's painting, staining, drywall, and carpentry. Are those the only four that you want to be listed for, or are there other ones that you want to be listed for as well?
There's also, we do sandblasting or media blasting.
Okay. Sandblasting. Okay, what else?
And then chinking. Chinking.
ING, okay.
And I think that pretty much covers it. You said staining, painting.
Yep.
Drywall.
Carpentry. Mm-hmm. Carpentry. Yep. Staining, sandblasting, media blasting, chinking, and then any other ones. You don't have to do the full 15. It's just you can do up to, you know, obviously 15.
Okay. Let's do log repair.
Log repair. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that'll be good for now. If I think of any other ones, we can always add more later, right?
100%. Yeah, actually, that leads me right into my next question, which is, we'll close out the listing today, get you enrolled. Once we do, we're going to schedule some time to meet with our team. They're the ones that do all the heavy lifting. They're going to go over the Google business profile, the keywords. So you'll have some time to kind of think about more if you want. But now's a good time to find out when you want to talk to them. I can take a look at today. I don't know how your schedule is looking today. We could also push it till tomorrow if tomorrow would be a little bit better. But it looks like for today. You guys are Mountain Time, right? So is it 9:30 there?
Yeah, that's right.
So 11 o'clock your time, 12 o'clock your time, 2 o'clock your time are available today if you want it.
Okay. I could do 11 o'clock.
11?
Yep.
Perfect. That works for me. So let me put you in there. All right. We'll do it at 11 o'clock. So let's schedule in there. That'd be today, the 10th, 24. 11 o'clock. All right. And you already have the, you're going to build these. All right, so you got to set up the Facebook page. You said you'll do that, which is perfect. I know you don't need a website. When you go to somebody's house, how do you collect payment off of them? Is it, do you do cash, credit, check? Do you do like Venmo, PayPal, Zelle?
Typically check, or I can accept cards as well. I have some software that allows me to collect credit or debit cards.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right, so check, credit, debit, cash, I'm assuming, or?
Cash, yep, cash is fine, too.
Cash, do you do any of the new school stuff, like the Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, anything like that?
No, I haven't used that.
No? Perfect, okay. No problem at all. All right, so now I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to get you locked in here at that 249 rate and then remove that setup fee here for you. So just bear with me one moment. Now the card that you're going to use, the address, is it the P.O. Box or is it the 105 Alta North card that you're going to use?
This card actually has a different billing address.
As a completely separate one, okay. Got it. Give me 1 second. I'm going to ask you that in just a second here. All right. All right. Okay, and what is the address for that card?
It'll be 5269 West Albion Court. Albion is A-L-B-I-O-N.
Thank you.
And that's Boise, B-O-I-S-E, Idaho, 83705.
Okay, so I got 5269 West Albion Court, Boise, Idaho, 83705. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Sounds like you travel a lot, huh? Have you? Are these like places that you've all like lived in before, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, those are all places we've lived before. So.
Nice. Yeah, I've.
Some point I need to do a little bit of cleanup and get all my addresses sorted out.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's got to be confusing.
Yeah, it's a lot to keep track of.
All right, so I got that saved in here. The type of card, so we recommend, like, if you have a business card, using that, because this comes up as a tax write-off for, because it comes up as Google Marketing. So we recommend using that. If not, a regular debit or credit card works, too. What type of card are you going to use? Is it Master, Visa, Discover?
It is Visa.
Visa, okay. So whenever you're ready, we'll do the card number, expiration, and then the 3 digits on the back.
Okay, 4511-3358-0617-5133.
Okay. And go ahead with the expiration.
1227.
Okay, and 3 digits on the back.
295.
All right. Okay. Now I'm going to get you a security question here as well, specifically for our company. I'll explain to you what that's for. But there's three questions. You get to choose one. Okay. So just let me know which one you want to save for the account. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We can do mother's maiden name.
Okay. And if you can spell that for me, that'd be great.
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Perfect. Easy for me to spell. So Miller. All right. So last but not least, I'm going to go over a voice verification with you. I apologize. It's a little redundant from what we just went over, but it's really just to outline everything that we've already spoke about. If you have any questions or obviously any concerns, just bring it up. I'll reiterate it for you or say it in a different way just to make sure we're all on the same page. Is that fair, Evan?
Yep.
All right. So here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
EH Log Home Solutions.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Huntsman, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get the results as fast as possible here, Evan, it is going to be very important that we just basically stay communicating with each other, okay? So there's going to be some times that our company is going to call. It's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to push that needle forward. So we want to get you obviously listed on the first page as possible. Maximum amount of time is 30 days to 45 days. And what you're looking at is because you already have one. You already have a review on there. It's probably going to be quicker, but I'm a very big advocate of under-promising and over-delivering. So say 30 to 45 days. You'll know you're talking to us when we confirm that security question with you, okay? So anybody else that's going to claim, because once we get you on the first page, you're going to get these calls. They may claim that they're from us. So they're basically just for your protection, that you'll know that you're talking to us then, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then obviously in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, and then your initial payment is going to be today. That'll be set up as 110 of 24 in the amount of only 249. That's going to stay the same for the rest of your life as long as you're with us. Doesn't go up, doesn't go down. So your second payment is going to be the 10th of every month. So February 10th, March 10th, so on and so forth. It's only going to be 249, and I waived the $99 setup fee for you as well. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. You just got to contact customer support. It's going to be an 877 number. I'm going to send you a text message that has that number, that has my direct extension, and then also my email address as well. So don't think that even though we hang up the phone that I'm going anywhere, I'm still going to be here for you. You can shoot me an email. You can call me directly. Even if it's about some things about your marketing, like stuff on the side or stuff about the website. I've been doing this for a long time. Just shoot me an email. Call me. I'll be happy to discuss anything you need. We just want to make sure that anytime that you're canceling or pausing the account, that is within 3 days of your next billing cycle is due. So do you understand and agree to renewal and cancellation terms as well?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And just to elaborate a little bit more on that pause feature. So like, let's say we're 3-4 months into this and you guys are crushing it with business and you're probably like, hey, I got enough business that I probably don't need to do a lot of marketing anymore. All you have to do is give us a call, and then what we'll do is that we'll pause it for you. So we won't cancel the account. We just start charging you. Now, what that also means is that you'll get some reduction in calls for marketing, but obviously, you know, you can do that for as long as you want. And then whenever you're ready to pick the phone back up and give us a call to do your marketing again, we just flip the switch, and then we turn it back on, and you're off to the races again then, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, are you safe right now? Are you driving at all? There was a text message that was sent to you for terms and conditions that I'd like you to read. I don't want to hop off the phone until, just in case you have any questions or concerns. Are you able to look at that, or?
Yeah, I can look at that now.
You can? Okay, perfect. I heard the turn signal before, so I was like, I didn't want you to try to do that while you're driving. Yeah, if you're paused, there should have been a text message that was just sent to you. Or I mean stop, not pause, but. If you want to take a
look. Pulled over, so I could.
Oh, okay, okay, thank you. Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you wanna take a look at that, that would be perfect. And once you see the link that's there, it's the website, it's our website, localslash.com/term/your phone number. Once you click on that, that's your terms and conditions. Go ahead and read through that. As soon as you're done, take your time. All the way at the bottom, there's like a checkbox to sign your name. You'll know you did it correctly because it's gonna take you to a login screen. You're obviously not gonna have the credentials for it. But when you meet our team today at, what time did we say? Was it 1 o'clock your time? Or 11 o'clock your time?
11.
Let me double check. Yeah, 11 o'clock your time. They'll get you logged in and all that stuff.
Okay.
So let me know as soon as you're done there. And I'm going to add you to the meeting invite now. Get your email. That, I guess. All right, just got you added to that 11 o'clock meeting, so we're good there.
I do. I'm on a phone call right now, but as soon as I get off, I can help you out.
Okay, we're two down, or I'll see if I can round someone.
Okay.
Sorry,
yeah, I do. No, sorry. All right. Sorry about that.
No. That's okay. We're right at the end here. So whatever's more important to you, you let me know. As soon as you're done with the terms and conditions, I already got you all set with the meeting today. Your payment did go through. So congratulations. You're officially with our company, which means that we're closing out the position. So you're all set. The only thing you have to wait for is that call at 11 o'clock and I'll send you a text message. So I'll stay on the line as soon as you're done with the terms and conditions. We'll be all set. Once you get back to do some work.
All right. Yeah, I've got those terms and conditions signed, and I think we're all good to go.
Cool. All right. Yeah, that's super exciting here, Evan. So I appreciate that. I'm going to send you one more text message. This one's just my information. So it'll be our company phone number, the 877 number I was telling you about. It'll have my direct extension on there as well. And it's also going to have my email address on there as well. Okay, so email is typically better just because I take phone calls all day because we service throughout the United States. But if you want to shoot me an email or call me, don't hesitate. Just please do, and I'll be here for you then, okay?
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, not a problem at all. You have yourself a great rest of your day, man. Yeah, you have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, man.